The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network presents Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are on the planet Gargita, pursued by a band of Stargaze agents.
We're gaining on us, sir. We're almost to the top of the ridge. Then it'll be downhill to the ship.
Lucky for us, we don't have any weapons, sir.
Shardu probably gave them orders to take us alive.
From what we know of him, that isn't going to be the trick.
If we can keep this lead, we'll be safe.
Hey, they have them.
Here's the top of the ridge. Now a final spurt to the ship.
Spoken rockets, Commander, look. Our ship is gone.
We'll be back in a moment with today's exciting Space Patrol story, Planet of Discord. Medical science has conquered many frightening diseases in the past. Now scientists believe they may soon have control of the infantile paralysis. A trial polio vaccine has been developed and given to hundreds of people with no ill effects. To prove its effectiveness against paralysis, mass field tests will soon begin. Your generous contribution to the march of time has brought the hope of final victory this near its goal. But many, many extra millions of dollars are needed to launch this crucial, what is hoped to be the final assault on polio. Your help now, with extra dimes and dollars, is the only hope for victory. Join the 1955 March of Dimes. Give extra. Give more than ever before. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Now, today's Space Patrol adventure, Planet of Discord. Agents from the planet Gargita are in the solar system searching for a jeweled crown that was hidden on the planet Earth centuries ago. Because of the secret and violent methods of the agents, Commander Corey has blocked all attempts to recover the crown, hoping to force all parties to the intrigue out into the open. Now, in Commander Corey's central office, Terra headquarters, Buzz places a report in a folder and hands it to Cadet Hackett.
When you leave, have got this office.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, how's that power open?
A group called the League of the Green Serpent. Our comrades also say to that. I can't convince them that we don't torture or eliminate criminals. Not even spies from other service systems.
Have you got anything out of it?
Not much of a gun already know. He told us the two names of other Shadu agents with him, or agency. He doesn't know anything about the other captain, except that their agents are also after the pilot by Judah.
You know, sir, I didn't think of that. Both spies in the same view of that would rather have the town stay lost.
After a hearty lunch, Space Patrol commissary, Cadet Happy strolls through the Terra City Park on his way to the new service building. As Happy walks along, he tosses small pieces of bread to the ever-hungry pigeons that flock around him.
Hey, Pat, sir, give that little guy a chair. Here, sir, this is for you. You want more? I was just talking to the pigeons, the pigeons.
Yes, I see there. Everybody else in the park seems to be in a special rush. I was wondering if you'd be there too.
Oh, I guess so.
Do you know anything about these microphone cameras?
Really?
I want to take a picture of the popcorn or whatever. But the film, I was thinking how to reload.
Oh, that's easy. You got a new roll of film?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, all you do is slide the cartridge into this little round hole in that film there. Then you press this lever that we need for a protection screen and start the film for the target.
Yes, I know. It's a rented camera and I didn't want to tamper with it.
Well, you have to open the camera right behind. Maybe we better get out of the strike camera.
My surface car is right over there. Would it be dark enough for inside?
Oh, yeah, you could make sort of a tint out of your jacket and you're in business. I think I can shield you in the trap.
That's a great idea. I'm sure lucky you found it out.
First, let's pick up a little bit first.
Now you'll be nice and comfortable and invisible. All right, cadet. Inside. Over there and sit down.
Who are you?
We'll find that out later. Now sit down. That's it.
Hello there.
Got it. Those were Sharby's orders. Any trouble? Anyone see you? No. I lured him into the car and slugged him. Now he's partially under psych control. He'll do anything I can. Take that uniform off him and get him into civilian clothes. Roger, are you all ready to leave?
Don't tell me.
I didn't pack that space for
him. I thought you might want to contact Charlie.
We'll do that after we blast off the bad people.
No, I'll put the space for him in the case.
Say that to the last. Let's make sure we haven't left any evidence in the other room.
It's cleaned out there.
If there's a slip-up, Charlie will hold me responsible. Come on, let's check.
But what about the cadet?
He's still groggy from the car. He's partly under psych power. He won't move from the floor.
No, no, no.
Just the same, I won't feel easy until we turn him over to the guard line.
Well,
he's
Cadet, take off that uniform and get into these clothes. Come on, get up.
Okay, okay.
Now what about those papers the cadet was carrying?
First general information, nothing secret.
Still, it might be helpful to Charlie. We'll take him along. Well, cadet?
Yeah?
I suppose you're expecting to be rescued on the night out.
What do you mean?
You know what's called, Charlie. Well, that isn't going to stop us. We've got a spaceship ready at the spaceport. It's an emergency ship, Cadet. Standing by for two doctors and an assistant. We're rushing some vaccine to Saturn City Hospital.
That's us.
We're going to a lot of trouble for nothing. I don't know where that clown is, and if that phony would be interest, I'd be thinking of going to learn any defense secrets from me. He's crazy. You know why? Because I don't know any big secrets. And that, gentlemen, is just one of the advantages of being a cadet.
Oh, that's good. You don't think we put any value on anything that thick skull of yours, do you?
Hey, now, wait just a minute.
Corey, we won't. You did just what we wanted you to do. No, Corey, you're being taken tonight, Peter.
Huh? Oh, fucking rock.
You've done something our best agents couldn't do for that. You've led Commander Corey right into Chardu's clutches.
Acting quickly after receiving the space-phone message from Happy, Commander Corey alerted the spaceport and then blasted off on the Terra 5 in order to be spaceborne in the event Chardu's agents evaded the guard. Circling within the viewscope range of the Terra City spaceport was monitoring the space patrol frequencies and those used by Gargita agents. As he speaks to the
Terra Space Control operator, the answers come back in code to prevent interception by Chardy's spy.
If you're sure every ship has been checked, then Happy must still be on Terra. I'll remain spaceborne.
Something's coming on one of Dark Jeter's frequencies. I'll call you back. Hurry up.
Okay, Mr. Gardner. The plan works. Our first ship will pass through the Terra space lock. Death is aboard. Proceed at once, Dark Jeter.
Manicore aboard Terra 5 calling Space Control Terra. I'm setting a hyperspace vector for Dargita. I'll try to contact you when I come out of Star Drive. Hurry up.
Good luck. I may be able to take that ship before it reaches Dargita.
Well, looks like we'll help you tonight.
What?
Don't make a move until I tell you. I don't want to use this gun.
How'd you get aboard?
The mechanics cover all the help. Plus, the infestation of a guard by Sapphire.
And you're one of Stargate's men?
No, Commander. I am Pepo. A sworn enemy of Chardy. I am of the Legion of the Green Serpent.
In that case, you'll help me rescue Happy from Chardy's agents.
Certainly. The cadet was abducted nearly 15 years into Chardy's death on Dargita. I am here to prevent that.
Fine, Captain. In that case, you can put away the gun.
You don't understand, Commander. My method of keeping you out of Chardy's hands is to destroy you both.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment. Boys and girls, here's a little fun. How long does it take to cross the street? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Well, that may be the right answer if you're careful to cross the corner and wait for the traffic light. But if you cross in the middle of the block, it may take weeks to get to the other side. Yes, weeks. Weeks spent in the hospital or in bed at home with the broken bones and bruises that come from being in an automobile accident. Don't forget, the motorist doesn't expect to find anyone in the middle of the block. He may not be able to stop in time. That's why it may take weeks from the moment you start across the street until you finally reach the other side. The second you might save isn't worth those weeks you might lose, so be careful. Cross with the light and only at corners. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Now, back to today's Space Patrol adventure, Planet of Discord. Two of Chardu's agents have captured Cadet Happy and are taking him to the planet Dargita. Their real goal is to lure Commander Corey into a trap. With carefully contrived carelessness, they have permitted Buzz to learn their destination, knowing that he would follow them to rescue Happy. As the commander was about to put the Terra 5 into star drive for the trip to Dargita, a stranger stepped into the control compartment and held Buzz at gunpoint. He revealed himself as Pleto, a member of a faction that opposes Chardu's attempt to become Emperor of Dargita. Pleto has vowed to destroy Buzz and Happy.
Happy and I aren't involved in your affairs in Dargita. What good will it do you to get rid of us?
Chardu's agents have gone to great pains to let it be known that Chardu abducted Cadet Happy. If neither of you return, your government will hold Chardu responsible.
You expect the United Planets to help your gang into power, perhaps even use force to put down this Chardu and his followers.
Well, why not? You have had no trouble with our league, only with Chardu's agents.
But who is the rightful government of Dargita? Who's in power now?
The League of the Green Serpent has been in control for several years. Then this upstart Chardu started his rebel rousing campaign to restore the Empire.
From what I hear, Cato, your gang wants the crown too.
Yes. To a large part of our population, the crown is a symbol. There is a legend to the effect that the crown gives the person who wears it infinite wisdom and the power to rule with justice and mercy. When we get to Dargita, we will force you to tell me where the crown is. And with the weapons aboard the ship, the League can conquer Chardu. And then, Commander, you will be eliminated.
But Cadet Happy, you can at least save him.
Everything. Set a vector for Dargita. Do you know where it is?
Its orbit circles a star near Antares, right?
Yes. Lokina. Do as I say and ask no questions. Remember, your mind is no longer entirely your own. As we have talked, energy from my mind has steadily overpowered you. The psych force, you know.
Yes. I know. The vector for Dargita is set up.
All right, Corey. Cut into Star Drive, and don't try anything.
Mm-hmm.
signal distress.
Until we come out of hyperspace. Isn't this the way your Gogeta interstellar drive works?
Yes, something like it. But not quite. It feels rather strange.
It does?
But I am not blacking out, if that's what you're hoping. Just remember, between the sight pulse and the gun, I am master here, mentally and physically.
We're coming out of star drive now.
For your own good, Corey. I hope you didn't make any mistakes computing the vector.
Well, there's a star glaring through the starboard viewport. Recognize it?
It looks like Lupina, all right.
The greenish Class B star. About 40 million DUs away.
It's Lupina. And look in the viewscope. There is Gogeta.
You sure?
Don't you think I know my own home planet when I see it?
There's something else in the viewscope, too. A spaceship.
We'll go after it. It's probably Chardon's agents with the cadet.
If we can see them, they can probably see us.
Well, what of it? They're expecting you. But don't get too close. Let's see if we can figure out what they're up to.
Agent Forvain calling Chardu. Agent Forvain calling Chardu.
Scott, you may report for me.
We have emerged from Star Drive and are now approaching Gogeta.
Excellent. Has Corey followed you?
I assume so.
Here are your orders for me. There is a work camp in the Keldad Mountains, constructing power relay towers. Those men are all loyal to me. Land there and remain until you hear from me.
Very well, Chardu.
And guard the cadet carefully. As long as we have him, we can force Corey to help us locate the ground and operate the weapons. Are your instructions clear?
Yes, Chardu. I will obey them to the letter. Forvain out.
The ship's landing, but it's heading down hundreds of miles from the city.
If you can pick up their space phone signals. Plato, do you know what frequency they'd be using?
No.
Maybe that's not Bourdain's ship.
Yes, it is. I recognize it as the one I saw at the Terra spaceport.
I can't figure this out. Bourdain did everything he could to let me know he was taking Happy to Gogeta. Did you think he'd keep feeding me clues or lead me into Chardu's trap?
It is strange. Perhaps Chardu has changed his plan. It could be that Happy is a more used person here than Chardu originally thought. That must be it. The cadet is no longer bait to trap you. He's important in himself.
Well, let's get him away from Bourdain. That looks like a wild, uninhabited region. We wouldn't have many against us.
No, Corey. Whatever secrets the cadet knows, he will never reveal to Chardu. You are going to bless that ship with your atom cannon.
Crazy, Tedder.
You will do as I say. A fast, slow approach will take them completely by surprise. You heard me, Corey. You can't resist the sight pulse, so don't try it.
It'll have to be a fast approach.
I know. You are completely under my control now, Corey. Prepare your weapons and increase velocity.
Anything you say, Colonel. How's this? Is this fast enough?
Corey, thank you. There is too much acceleration. I am blacking out.
Just in case you don't, maybe this will help.
In a crude work shack in the mountains of Gogeta, Cadet Happy quietly tests the strength of the ropes that hold him securely to a chair. Across the room, Bourdain stares anxiously at the spacephone receiver.
I should have heard from Chardu by now. Corey must be near that.
Why don't you call Chardu and find out?
Because my orders are to wait.
Something may have happened. You never can tell, Bourdain. Maybe the League of the Green Serpent is up to something.
You shut up.
I know what you're up to. You're trying to get me worried, so I'll make a spacephone call. And maybe your pal Corey will pick up the signal.
Okay, okay. Sit there and chew your nails.
Jardo knows what he's doing. And there's no use of your trying to loosen those ropes, Cadet. Even if you get out of this shack, there are 40 men in this construction unit that'll hunt you down.
Well, I'm not trying to get loose. I like it here.
Yes, I'll bet you do. But just remember, there's nothing around here but mountains and dry brush. Even if you did escape, there's nothing to eat. You'd starve or die of exposure.
Corey, come on.
Rock, what's the matter?
There's a fire down in the supply dump. The wind's carrying it right toward the camp. Let's go.
It's not our job. We don't belong to this crew.
The chief wants every able-bodied man down there in a hurry. There's explosives in the supply dump. The fire gets much closer to...
Oh, all right. How about the cadet? We can put him to work, too.
Oh, no, it's too much trouble to keep an eye on him. Leave him tied up. Come on.
All right.
Rope a little bit more. Commander!
Hi, Hack. You alone here?
Yes, sir. Borvane and Rope, they rushed out to fight a fire.
I'll take it easy. I'll have to cut loose in a second.
How did you land without anybody seeing you?
I came in low on the other side of the ridge.
I'm sure lucky that fire broke out or you never could have gotten into camp.
I know. I started it.
Okay, let's go.
Keep your head down, Hack. The farther we get from that camp without their seeing us, the better.
They're all too busy fighting that fire.
Help! Come back
here! Baldane, he sees us.
And he's got a gang with him.
Hurry, Hap.
Wow, they're closer than I thought.
If we make it to the top of the ridge, we'll be in the clear.
Get them off! Don't let them get away!
Hap, there are four men closing in on our right.
They're gaining on us, sir.
We're almost at the top of the ridge. Then it'll be downhill to the ship.
It's lucky for us they don't have any weapons.
Chardieu probably gave them orders to take us alive.
From what we know of him, that isn't going to be any picnic.
Well, if we can keep this lead, we'll be safe.
Wow, they have got weapons.
Here's the top of the ridge. Now, a final spurt to the ship.
Smoking rockets, Commander, look. Our ship is gone.
Right on. Must have broken out of the compartment and blasted off.
Now what are we going to do?
Keep running. It's downhill for us, and they're still climbing.
Even if we get away from that mob. Then what? We'll worry about that later.
Cap.
Yes, sir?
Down there. It vanished. The shadow is still there.
The shadow left behind. I'm sure he must have blasted off in a hurry.
It didn't blast off. The ship is still there. We just can't see.
Okay.
Somebody's using his torch for us. Hey, run for the shadow.
There they are! After them!
They're at the top of the ridge.
Stop before they reach the ship!
Hear that, sir? They see the ship.
Hurry, Hap. I'm really there, Happy.
I still can't believe it. The ship is there.
It has to be, or there wouldn't be a shadow.
Come on, men!
How can we find the airlock of an invisible ship?
Reach out. Touch the hull.
Hey, I can see it. It's real.
Up the ladder, into the ship, quickly. Close the hatch. I'll blast off. Okay, Hap. Stand by for blast off.
Standing by, sir.
Close port. Close port. Fire jet.
Fire jet.
Up ship and away.
Oh, we made it.
We're still in charge of the domain. You can expect more trouble.
Now that I'm back in the Terra 5, I'm not worried. Look at it. Why was it we couldn't see the ship until we touched it?
Whoever was working that sight course on us must have been concentrating on our sense of sight. That's a touch book, really.
Oh, well, I'd better check the view scopes for the guys in the ship.
Bring Toto up here, Happy. We may need him. He's locked his compartment
door. Okay. There he is, sir. He acts kind of groggy, but I'll keep him covered.
Right, huh? Well, Toto, was that invisibility trick some of your work?
Yes. It really took all my strength.
What was the idea?
I figured if nobody could find the ship, I'd have a chance to break out of this compartment. I was concentrating on every detail of the Terra 5 and projecting the idea that it didn't exist. If you don't think that stuff works, try it sometime.
You did a good job of it, Cleto, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
You forgot the shadow.
Chardu of
Dardina
calling Commander Corey aboard the Terra 5.
Chardu? Keep an eye on Cleto, huh? See what Chardu's up to.
Chardu of Dardina calling Commander Corey. I have an apology to make, and some good news for you.
Commander Corey to Shardu, go ahead.
Greetings, Commander. By the strength of your signal, you must be very close to our planet, Dardita.
You mentioned some news, Shardu.
Yes, but first, my sincere apologies for abducting you that happened. My stupid agents acted without my knowledge, and they are being punished. You will land your ship at the safe port of Temple City. Happy will be returned to you safe and sound.
Fine. If you've got Happy there, may I speak to him?
Well, Commander, I gave him a hearty dinner, Happy. That's to sleep in my own private quarters.
Oh, I see. And you'll have him at the spaceport.
Oh, of course. I'll wake him up very shortly. What was that?
It's me, Shardu. Get unhappy. I guess I talk in my sleep.
You tricked me.
We'd like to say goodbye, Shardu, but if you still want trouble, we'll be seeing you.
A preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure in just a moment. Here's an important announcement for all college men. If you qualify as an aviation cadet, you can become a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force with earnings of more than $5,000 a year. As an aviation cadet, you'll get the most thorough training in the world in the new field of jet aviation. You'll be flying jets yourself within 18 months, flying easily and safely. You'll be a skilled jet pilot with a new world of aviation before you. If you're between the ages of 19 and 26 and a half, single, and have 2 years of college, you can qualify for this training and for a wonderful jet future. Visit your nearest United States Air Force base or recruiting station and talk it over. Now a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy are on the planet Saturn, searching for agents from Gargida. Investigating an apparently deserted scrap metal yard, Happy glances up at a crane control tower.
The tower looks empty, Commander.
And the men we're after must be in the buildings at the other end of the yard. Come on.
Uh-oh. What's that?
The crane. Someone started the electromagnetic crane.
Commander, look. It's swinging right over our heads. The magnet with scrap metal hanging from it.
Somebody is in that tower, Hap. If they cut the current, that metal will fall and crush it.
Be with us next week for the thrilling Space Patrol story, The Conquest of Gargida. Space Patrol, created by Mike Mosier, starring Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson. Executive producer, Helen Mosier. Other players were Ken Mayer, Bela Kovach, and Norman Jolly. Dick Wesson speaking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.